Well, good evening and welcome to WVAS's coverage of today's primary election. The polls have now closed and we are awaiting the election results. Dr. Moulton, before we get to you, we're going to check in with Melanie Hogan. She's out at the Kay Ivey campaign headquarters. Melanie?
Rob, there are reporters, supporters, and campaign workers are beginning to fill the room dedicated to Governor Kay Ivey's watch party. The event is being held at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Montgomery. The Republican governor is seeking to hold on to her seat, and this night of ballot returns is only the beginning. I'll have more information as the numbers roll in later in the evening. Melanie Hogan, live from the Renaissance Hotel spot in Montgomery, Alabama. Back to you, Rob.
Let's check in with Melanie Hogan, who's out now at the Kay Ivey campaign. Melanie?
Rob, with 2% of the vote, polls are showing favorable numbers for Governor Kay Ivey. Also, a who's who is starting to fill the room with community leaders and elected officials from across the state. This atmosphere is lighthearted with a hint of anticipation and plenty of country music to enjoy. So live from the governor's watch party, Melanie Hogan, WBAS News.
Thanks a lot, Melanie.
Marcus, on arrival, the tranquility of the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, visitors are greeted by a soft, pebble gray walkway through 800 metal blocks with the inscriptions of names of lynching victims. The first and second corridors allow people to walk through this transformative space, walking with the blocks as they rise from the ground to above the visitor. Live from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.
WVAS News is airing Black and Gold. Every month, you will hear from financial insiders keeping you in the black. Because, as they say, everything that glitters isn't gold. I'm reporter Melanie Hogan interviewing Alabama State University professor Emory Kidd.
Today we're going to talk about student loans. The reason I decided to talk about this subject is because it's becoming one of the highest contributors of household debt in our society. The first thing I would like to say is make sure that if you're going to send your kids to school or if you're a young person going to college, make sure you have a plan to finance your college education. That includes how do I have spending money while I'm in school, how much my projected refund would be if I'm going to apply for that, and understand that all money that I take is a loan. The second thing I would like to talk about is unsubsidized and subsidized loans. Subsidized loans are loans that the interest is paid for by the government while you are in school or they're in deferment, whereas unsubsidized loans are accruing interest as soon as you borrow. And the last thing is Parent PLUS Loan. And this is a loan that is acquired through the FAFSA application. And the only downside is that the loan carries some of the highest federal student loan rates and charge a high fee. But this is an option for parents to help their children out. This is Emory Kidd, instructor of recording technology here at the Alabama State University. Go Hornets!
Kidd is a former registered representative and compliance officer in the financial industry. Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.